Hi, everyone. Welcome to Energy, the Ultimate Healer Summit. I'm Deb Carter with Elevated Wisdom, and I'm so happy that you've joined me and all of the other speakers on this wonderful journey towards learning more about how healing and energy can support you in your daily lives. I am what you would call a soul alchemist. I specialize in working in the Akashic Records. That is one of the many avenues that Spirit has provided me with to help me on my personal journey, as well as helping others on their journeys. And I'd like to give you some more insight into what the Akashic Records are, how they can help you, and how you can use the information that are contained in them to enhance your current life so that you can live the best, happiest life that you possibly can. So the Akashic Records are basically a repository of all of the lifetimes that you have ever had as a soul, whether it's been here on Earth or in another dimension or galaxy. And all of the information, all of the major decision-making points of your lifetimes have been recorded in the Akashic Records and are available to you and to those that have been given access to the records to identify what are the things that you as a soul need to know so that you can have the best life possible this time around. Some of the things that are contained in your records are where your soul originated from, whether you lead with divine feminine or divine masculine energy, what type of energy you lead with, how many lifetimes you've had, and all sorts of other things, including the themes and lessons for each lifetime and whether you've accomplished those or not. When we look at the information contained in our records, if we are simply using it for informational purposes and to help us get a better understanding of who we are, then it can help us grow and identify what it is that we are good at, what our soul's preferences are, and things of that nature. The real work, at least the work that I love to do in the records, actually comes in with looking at past lives and how the things that we've done in each of the other lifetimes that we've lived, how they are impacting us in today's world, and how can we use that information to keep from making the same mistakes this time around that we've made previously. How can we break out of the mazes that we have constructed for ourselves, the loops and the patterns and the challenges, the obstacles and blockages that we've put there for ourselves? We can also identify any vows, disagreements, curses, hexes, and contracts that we have with others. You would be amazed to find out the number of agreements you have made with other souls, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, that you're stuck in those contracts. You don't realize it when you make the agreements in any lifetime that unless there is an end date to them, unless you rescind them, those contracts are still in force. And they will stay in force until you take the initiative at a soul level to do something different this time around than you've done in past lives. I work with a large number of people all around the world, healing what needs to be healed in the moment. And a lot of this healing, this is not a one and done. Right? We can't go in and fix ourselves all at once. Yes, we internally have the information. The information's in our records. We know instinctively that we should or should not do certain things, but we continue to do them anyhow because we're propelled forward by forces that we don't understand. And that's okay, right? but to change everything all at once, to get rid of all of the things that don't serve us in one clean sweep, doesn't do us or anyone around us any good. We need to do things incrementally and do them in a way that allows us to establish new patterns of behavior, new thought processes, new ways to honor ourselves and do what it is that will suit us better this time around. So in order to do that, we first have to take the initiative. We have to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to learn. And I'm ready to do what it's going to take to free me from all of the things I've brought with me lifetime after lifetime. Okay. I like to think of this as no different than overpacking for vacation. Right? How many times have you gone on vacation and taken with you a suitcase full of things that you don't use or wear? Or how about moving, right? You move from one location to another and you take boxes with you. And then you move again and you take the same box with you that you haven't unpacked before. You don't even know what's in it anymore, but you still move it because you might need something that's in there. We've done that lifetime after lifetime. I've done it. You've done it. Everybody does it, right? But how about taking the time to unpack a box at a time? Declutter, remove, release. Honor what you've brought with you. Yeah, we should honor it. We should take the memories, take the experiences and learn from them, but we don't need to hold on to them. We definitely don't need to hold on to all the negative emotions and thoughts and challenges that came with those lifetimes either, right? Let's just get rid of them. You're thinking, well, how in the world do I do that, right? How do I let go of this stuff? Well, that's where I come in. For other people like me, we have the ability to go into the records, identify what those patterns, what those emotional challenges are, what those constraints have been. What did you want to transcend in this lifetime, right? I can go into your records and I can find that information out. I can also remove it. Now, this doesn't mean I change history. It doesn't mean I change times and places and experiences that you had. No, you still get to keep all that in your record. That never goes away. But I have the ability, thanks to what Spirit has taught me and shown me how to do and allowed me to do in this lifetime and in others, I have the ability to go in and remove the negativity surrounding it. I can go in and clean house for you. I'm your 1-800 got junk girl. I can go in, pull out the boxes, pull out the clutter, and remove them. Now you're asking, well, how's that possible? Well, anything's possible, right? We're only bound by the limits of what we believe is possible. Right? I've done this for thousands of people and it profoundly shifts them, even if it's just a little, right? The more you can wrap your head around this and believe in this and want to free yourself from these patterns, the easier it is for all of the things that I can remove to stay gone. Right? But there is a piece that you have to do in this as well, because you have to be committed to making new choices, new patterns, not doing what you've always done. Changing your beliefs into what's possible and honoring yourself. And I find the most powerful work in the records isn't related to abundance, right? Everybody wants financial security, they want an easier life, or at least that's what they think they want. Okay, so a lot of people come to me, fix my finances, make me rich, Well, easier said than done, I'll be honest, right? Because that's not where the problem lies. The problem lies in your belief systems around what it means to be wealthy. What if in a past life you were murdered or your family was murdered because you were wealthy? Well, that's still in your records, that fear, that the belief at the end of that lifetime that money is bad, money is dangerous, money is hurtful. Well, if you're still carrying that, then it doesn't matter how much work I do until you release those feelings of why it's not safe to have money, why you don't deserve money, nothing's going to shift. But once I go in and we identify that together in a session, figure out what the causes are, what was coming up to be resolved, what is it you're ready to let go of? Okay? Once I'm shown that and we talk about that and communicate that information to you, if you are committed to removing that from your record, then I can go in and remove it. And then you have to keep that up. You get to make new decisions. You get to make new choices, choices that honor you, right? So what's the most powerful part of working in the records? It's actually personal empowerment. It's you stepping into the fullness of who you are, who you were born to be, not who other people think you should be, not what you have been taught you should do or be or have. No. Stepping into the fullness of you, accepting yourself for who you are and what you bring to the table, allowing yourself the grace to be perfectly imperfect, just as you are, right? Look at me. This is who I am. There's no pretense. There's no makeup. There's no, yes, there's glasses because I need a little bit of help in that area, but there's nothing that I'm trying to portray that I'm not. That wasn't always the case. Younger me would be cringing at the thought that I'm here without makeup, that my hair is gray, but you know what? That's who I am. That's who you get because I've learned to step into the fullness of who I am for good, for bad, or indifferent, right? But that's the beauty of this, the work, the time, the effort, the desire to have the best possible life has led me down this healing journey. And the healing journey for me, no matter what road I took, always landed with the Akashic Records. This is what I was meant to do. This is what I've been doing since I was a child, even though I did not realize it at the time. Yeah, I just kind of knew things. I didn't know how I knew them, but I knew them. I now know that it's part of working with these energies, stepping into the fullness of my gift and claiming my personal power. And by working in the records and freeing yourself from the feelings or the beliefs that you have to be something that you're not, that it's not good enough to be the real you, right? That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Right? To be able to look into the mirror each and every day and know who you are, accept who you are, love who you are, embrace who you are. And the moment you're able to do that, the moment you're able to free yourself from all of the things that have kept you stuck and small and doubtful of who you are and why you're here. Once you free yourself and you're able to step into the fullness of you everything changes. You radiate with a new light. You communicate with others differently. You learn to set boundaries, right? Those difficult things that keep you doing other people's bidding, even though you don't want to. Once you step into your personal power, you're able to say no. You're able to make choices that align with you, that are best for you, not choices that you dread or choices that others are forcing on you. All right. This doesn't mean that you become egotistical. This doesn't mean you become narcissistic. This doesn't mean that you put your needs above everyone else's to hurt them. What this means is that you put your needs first so that you can show up with the fullness of who you are. Right? Because showing up any other way doesn't do anyone any good. Right? If you're there, if you're helping people and you're miserable and you're frustrated and you're doing it out of obligation and you're thinking negative thoughts the whole time, was your help really any help at all? Right? Think about dinner, of all things, right? Dinner. Let's get this down to the basics in real stuff, okay? If I were to put three meals in front of you, one meal that was made because I had to make it. I didn't want to, but I had to make you dinner. There it is. Second choice is dinner that I made. I just made it. No emotion behind it. I just went through the motions and I made you dinner. And your third choice is a dinner that, oh, I got to make you dinner. I'm so excited. I went all out. I put love and commitment and passion into what I was making because I was making it for you. Which dinner do you want? Which dinner would you prefer to eat? Do you want the one where I had to make something for you and you just got what you got? That's an angry dinner. I don't know about you, but I don't want that. Well, what about the neutral dinner? Okay. It's just a meal. Right? Nothing bad, but nothing good. It's a good second choice. But when you compare it to the third option, oh my goodness, what a difference. That meal is filled with love and it tastes wonderful. Tastes better than you can imagine. Why? Because that's where the magic is. That's where the love is. That's where the passion is. That's where the soul essence is. So how do you want to live your life? How do you want to eat dinner every night? How do you want to approach things? You want to approach things from a place of negativity, neutrality, or happiness and passion? The choice is yours. Choice belongs to each of us. And you may not be ready right now to make choices this profound. We're all at a different spot on our healing journey. And that's what's so awesome about this whole thing, right? You got all of these people to listen to. All of the other wonderful people that are talking about how they have been on their healing journey and how they help others on theirs. We have choices. And that's what this is about, allowing you to experience choice and to make choices that are best for you. And even if this is not part of your journey right now, don't forget about it. At some point when you're ready, find me. Find someone else working in the records. Find the person that can help you help yourself and come back to you. Because that's what the power of the records has. It has your story, your soul story. Your one and only uniquely you soul story is in your records. Don't just let anybody read it. I also recommend that you don't even read your own. Why would I say that? It's not a secret to you. But if you really want to get the most information as you can out of your record, actually the best and easiest thing for you to do is to have someone read it for you. That way you're getting a completely unbiased opinion. You're getting information that maybe you would have blocked out if you were reading your own. Because I'll be honest with you, we haven't all been good people. You know, those people that you love to hate in this lifetime? Well, you probably were one of those types of people in a past lifetime. But it's okay. Because on your soul's journey, your soul knows it isn't about being good. It isn't about being perfect. It is about accumulating experiences, learning about life from all angles and all aspects. And how do you get to that point? Well, you have to be the good guy, but you also have to be the bad guy, right? Because light and dark, good and bad, being happy, being sad, we can't have one without the other, right? That's the law of polarity. You have to experience the difference. You have to experience the buffet of emotions, the buffet of life. And if you always come back as the goody two shoes, your soul doesn't get a chance to grow. Sometimes you do have to come back and be the bully. But you come back as the bully, you learn the lesson, you move past it, you grow up, you stop that behavior, and you begin new, more positive behaviors. That's the evolution. Right? But if you were reading your own records and you see all these records where you were the villain, where you weren't the nice, sweet, loving person you are today, right? How do you wrap your head around that? How do you acknowledge that? Well, if you're reading your own records, the tendency is, well, I'm just going to skip back past all the bad stuff. I'm just going to flip right past those chapters and not pay them any mind because I don't want to know that I was a bad person. If you were a bad person 500 years ago, that doesn't mean that's a reflection on you today. But trust me, you're on this journey because your soul wants you to grow and evolve this time. You have made an agreement with yourself that you will do this. So the only way you can fully do that is to fully embrace every aspect of your soul's journey. No matter how joyous or how painful, they are all equally profound and equally important. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had them. You wouldn't have asked for them. You wouldn't have signed up for any of this. So take the step. Allow yourself the ability to learn about who you are at a soul level. Allow yourself to open up to the possibilities and allow yourself to release and heal all of those lifetimes that have kept you stuck and trapped in loops and patterns and disturbing thoughts and things that you have stacked upon yourself to keep your personal power at bay. And those lifetimes where you have abused your personal power are blocking your ability to fully engage it in this lifetime. But you need to engage it this lifetime if you're going to have a shot at having the most wonderful lifetime you could possibly have. And I don't care if you're 18 or 12 or 94 years old, there is still time to clear this information out and give you a clean, fresh start. So one of the things I'd like to do for each and every one of you that are listening today is to give you a little bit of energies. I flow a wide range of energies, but just some energies to help you open up and help you step into your personal power so that you are able to embrace all types of healing that will serve you well, help you on your journey, and allow you to take the steps you need to do to grow, to blossom, and to be the best you that you can be. Okay. So I'd like every one of you to take a deep breath. And we're going to do counts of four as we do this breathing. I'm going to ask you to breathe in for a count of four, hold it for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and then count to four before you take in your next breath. Okay, we're going to do this four times, and then I am going to start sending the activation. If you do not want the activation, that's perfectly fine. Just don't listen anymore. Okay, just block it out, disconnect. It's okay. You don't have to accept this gift. But if you want it, all you need to do is do the breathing. Open yourself up and accept it. You may feel a little tingling in your head. You may feel warmth or some cold. We all, as you know, we all pick up energy a little different. We all feel it. If you don't feel anything at all, that's fine too. Sometimes that happens, but the energies are still available to you as long as you're willing to receive them. So let's get ready and start breathing. Breathe in for a count of four. Hold for four. Out for four. Sit at the bottom of the breath. Breathe in for four. Hold. Breathe out. Sit at the bottom of the breath. In for four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. And sit at the bottom of the breath. And this will be the last one that we're going to count through. But after this, during the activation, still go ahead and breathe in this manner. Okay. And then I will let you know when the activation is over. If you haven't already done so, please close your eyes and allow the activated energies to allow you to step into your personal power or flowing to you. So energies are designed to open you up, fill in all of the nooks and crannies within you that are empty, and to move and shake up all of the parts and pieces of you that need to be woken up need to be activated, need to be called into action so that you are able to step into the fullness, the absolute fullness of your personal power. No matter where you are on your journey, this activation will allow you to connect at deeper levels with yourself, to find ways to believe in yourself if you have not already done so, to allow you the ability to know that you are loved, divinely protected, and a divine being in a human body. And as such, you are capable of being, doing, and having anything and everything that you desire. That you are aware of the fact that all of the things that are keeping this from you are within you. It's not the people or the circumstances in your environment. It's you. And by activating your personal power, you can shift you. You can step into your fullness and your power and claim the divinity that is within inside you. And within your divinity is your connection to everything and anything that you desire. It's there. It's always been there. The magic is always and has always been inside of you. I invite you to listen to all of the presentations that are available during this summit to connect with as much of the energy and the other healers that are here offering their services and their talents to you. Connect with yourself and connect with who can help you on the next phase of your journey. I hope that you want to explore the Akashic Records. I hope that you want to work with me, but my biggest hope, my biggest desire is that you come home to yourself, that you find your personal power, that you tap into the fullness of you are who you are, however that happens for you. However that happens for you. I am here. If you have any questions, I do offer personal consults on my website at www.elevatedwisdom.com. And I will also, in the emails that are going out with this program, also be offering a coupon code for discounts on sessions that I offer. The discount code is FHTJ, for From Heartache to Joy. And that will allow you upon checkout to put in that code to receive a discount if you choose to work with me. I hope you do again, but my biggest goal is that you find yourself and find the individual that can help you heal yourself at the deepest levels that you can, so that you can have the most wonderful life that is available to you. Much love to each and every one of you. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you being here with me today. And yes, the activation is over. However, I've set it so that it will continue to be available to you. It's not going away. You're activated. You're opened to the fullness of who you are. Now all you need to do is step into it. So again, much love to all of you. Thank you for joining me here today. Tonight, or whatever time of the day it is when you listen to this, but thank you for joining me. Have a blessed and wonderful life. Much love.